kayo nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kilalanin natin si Emily Kelsal, isang female carpenter sa Mornington Peninsula na naguudyok sa ibang kababaihan na sumali rin sa construction industry.
So what made you decide to become a tradie?
It is very uncommon. Mm-hmm. But I think growing up, I found that I was, like the way I learned, especially with, you know, going through uni and stuff, I like being creative and I liked being outdoors. Every time, like, even just a man would say, oh yeah, like I built this, or yeah, I built this deck, or I built this cabinet, I always felt this small envious feeling, and I was like, oh, I just wish I could do that myself. But I think because having females in the trade was very uncommon, I just had this really silly mindset that, you know, I couldn't do it, and I was like, oh no, I can't do it. But one day I was just working and I was like, oh, you know what? Stuff it. Like, why can't I do it? Applied with a company in where I live, and yeah, they hired me and I just haven't looked back.
Why carpentry in particular? What attracted you to that particular trade?
Well, I've actually always said to myself, I would love to know how to build my own house. I don't know, like, I want more of a challenge. I want to build it myself. Like, I want to know all the steps. I want to know how to just do everything myself. I think because I love having my own independence.
When you decided to, you know, study carpentry, what did your parents say?
Well, I think so. My dad isn't around anymore. It's just my mom. I think because she's from the Philippines, and you know, you don't see any female workers, like tradies, like tradesmen, I guess I should, or laborers, or building houses, I should say. So I think she was a bit like, oh, why do you want to do it? Like, she couldn't quite understand why I wanted to do it when there is other men around that can do it for me. Mm-hmm. I think so. She was a bit confused, you know, because I think maybe growing up in her time, she might have thought that it's only a man's job. But I guess seeing her own daughter kind of do what they do, she was a bit like, oh, okay, that's good. She's like, she's proud, she's happy.
Why do you think the culture of the industry or the trade is kind of resistant to diversity?
I think that there's so many reasons why females aren't trying it out. And I think there is that little bit of a fear because it is such a male-dominated industry. And I think it is scary coming into that industry and having all of these men and having all of these comments like, you know, you can't do this, it's only for men. Like, it challenges you physically. And I think there's this fear around it that, you know, girls can't do it. And I think that prevents them from even trying. And I think also the representation of female in the trade was very little. I mean, I know that I didn't see many females in the trade at all, like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think also the representation, not seeing females out there, it would kind of prevent girls from applying.
So when it came to your own experience, because you said that you would hear comments that, you know, you mm-hmm. can't do this, you're not strong enough for this. So can you give me a particular example of when you experienced this sort of bias against you?
Yeah, I think a lot of it actually happened when I was telling people that this is what I was going to do. Like, when I first applied, like, a lot of the girls were just like, oh yeah, go for it, you can do it. But a lot of the men were coming up to me being like, oh, you know, it's very labor intensive, you know, like, it's very physical, like, are you sure you're gonna be able to do it, it's long hours and blah blah blah. And that it's just been little comments like throughout my apprenticeship so far. Like I go to TAFE as well. Mm-hmm. And the boys I go to school with are very nice. But there is, like, they can make some, I think unknowingly, like, sexist comments Like they don't realize that they're actually, what's the word, like isolating me in a way, like with, or, you know, if I go to carry something, they'll all automatically come to me and be like, oh, don't worry, we can do this for you. Like, we can do it.
And
it's like,
oh, yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can do it actually, you know? So it's things like that. I've had a few moments working with men who are from, who are a bit older. There is like that initial shock, like, oh, you're here. Like, oh, you're a girl. Why are you doing this? And it's just, sometimes it can be very blunt. You know, you get the casual stares when I go to pick up materials or something. But yeah, it's just something that I find myself ignoring half the time. But I don't get it that bad. At the end of the day, it's like, it's just a job that I want to do, and it's something that I want to learn for myself. And it, there's no competition for me. There's no, none of that stuff. It's just, at the end of the day, I'm just working. Just like they are.
What do you love about the work that you do?
I love, I mean, watching some, like watching a space transform from, you know, fixing things and watching it come into someone's beautiful home or making it into a beautiful space for someone, and just watching the client, you know, be really thankful and happy. Like, I love watching that. I love learning everything about the trade. Like, I love little tips and tricks. And I love the independency that it gives me, like the skill that I'll have once I've finished my my apprenticeship.
So, what do you think women bring to the trade?
I feel like women are more detailed. Like, with the work, like work-wise, women are more detailed and more patient. I find that when I work with the guys, I know that they can get very frustrated very easily, whereas sometimes it's like, oh, no, you know, like, oh, I'll do it, or we can, like, take our time and we'll do it, like, you know, maybe aspects like that. Or I know that women can be more empathetic and kind of and more and sympathize. Like, if something goes wrong, instead of, like, you know, maybe – being a bit angry about it, it's like, you know, it's okay. Like, you know, it can really comfort the guys around them. And having, sometimes even having just that woman's touch, like.
So why do you think it's important for women to have good representation in the industry?
Well, I think it's important because it brings more women into the trade. I think though, with the representation, like, you know, you don't want to give girls the wrong impression. Like, it's not all happiness and, you know, learning this and that. Like, it does get hard, but I think it's important. It'll bring more girls in. It'll help girls understand, like, what you go through, like, coming into the trade, because there is a lot. There's so much self-doubt. I had a lot of self-doubt, and I think that's actually probably one of the biggest challenges that a female has coming into this male dominated industry, is like, can I do it? Because there's so many things that are bring, like, that can, you know, try and bring you down. Like, it's not just the comments, and it's just the comments combined with the physical labor, combined with, you know, being the minority in the industry. It's just like, oh, like, can I do this? Like, it does get hard. And it challenges you physically and mentally. I know for me, I'll say for me that's, you know, that's what I went through, especially in my first year. I think it's because it's also so overwhelming learning everything. There's so much to learn, but you just have to get through it and push through it. And, you know, because nothing good comes easy. So I think just saying to them, like, it'll be worth it at the end. There's nothing wrong with trying. You know what you're capable of, and I would say have a go.